Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ron and Anian.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of
the Car Doctor.
It's 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Ron and Anian.
Spock looks befuddled and McCoy says, "What's the matter?" And Spock lays out all his problems. And McCoy says, "Well, you're just going to have to guess." And it just makes me giggle every time, because sometimes you have to guess when it comes to fixing a car.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
The Car Doctor.
Take your long screwdriver. Nothing wrong with it. Listen, my dad fixed many a DC-3 during World War II with long screwdrivers. Take that and go listen to the Camry so you know what kind of a click you're listening for, right? Let's learn how to fix cars on the good car before we go over to the bad car.
Okay.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now,
it is a good day to die.
Here's Ronnie.
And sometimes it's not a guess. Sometimes auto repair is a very exact science, and it's a very methodical, proven time and time again procedure in how to properly diagnose and repair that vehicle. We had a 2016 Mini Cooper in the shop this week, and it was a simple request, it seemed. That the rear wiper arm, would not park in the same spot twice or correctly. It was always up. It was this side, that side, straight up. Sometimes it parked down. It had a mind of its own. Now, wiper motors, you say, well, how complicated could this be? It's just a wiper motor. It's on, off, fast, slow, intermittent. You know, what's there to it? If this was 30 years ago, yeah, okay, I could back that statement up and agree with that statement. What's there to it? But it's not. It's a modern-day vehicle. That wiper motor is on the CAN bus. It's on the data network. It's being controlled by a module, by a computer, to run wipers. Yeah. So you have to go through the drill. And as strange as it sounds, the first step in diagnosing that rear wiper motor was to scan it for codes. No check engine light, no warning lights on the dashboard anywhere. I've got an inoperative device. I've got a control device on the network that doesn't operate properly. I've got to scan for codes. And sure enough, there were fault codes for things like the RJB, the right junction box. There were fault codes for lack of communication with certain modules. There were different fault codes that indicated, hey, maybe we've got a network problem. First time I'd ever seen this car, so I don't know complete history. I don't know who's attempted to repair it. I don't know what's been unplugged, pushed, pulled, poked, prodded, and twisted, as I like to say. But, and again, you know, I'll say it like this. I just listened to an edition of Classic Car Doctor, a radio show, which has become a podcast now. It's up on the podcast board, from 10 years ago. And I was working on a late 80s Ford Fairmont that was a no start, no crank condition. And I still went through the same diagnostic procedure. Check this, because it kind of clicks in with me. I just go bang and I'm going to start here. Same thing with this Mini Cooper. It's a procedural thing because that's what diagnostics are. You're going to do the same thing every time. It's like trying to bowl a perfect game. You move the ball, you move your feet the same way every time. You'll bowl a 300. You just have to figure out what those steps are to be successful. We had codes. We had codes that indicated problems on the network. We had codes that indicated, hey, maybe because Mini Coopers do have this bad habit of leaking. I'm not sure what it is, but we take a small car, make it a convertible, and then it wants to be, you know, a submarine. It somehow wants to have water coming in from all sides. But it just seems they are one of the wettest cars I've ever worked on. They're always wet. Well, this one was kind of different. I think this car was broken. It was bone dry on the inside. But I was obligated to check. And one of the first steps we're going to do, a common trait, common problem, is to take the right kick panel out, pull all the plastic trim up, right kick panel, passenger side where your feet would sit, right there, that right kick panel, and take a look at the RJB, the right junction box. And sure enough, it was bone dry. It really was. Unplug the connector. I think it was X1102, if I remember right. And it was dry. There was no green. There was no corrosion. Everything was where it was supposed to be. Put it back together. Took the scan tool. I took the wiper arm off the motor, and I was able to pulse the motor. But every time I pulsed the motor, it parked in the wrong spot. I could control it. I could run the motor. I could do everything the scan tool needed to do, but I couldn't get it to park in the correct place. And while I had the kick panel off, looking at the junction box, I just made sure there was no moisture there because you're always worried about the sunroof drain leaking on those cars or it's a convertible top with a drain down there in that A-pillar. And there wasn't anything. So I had a bad wiper motor, plain and simple. Of course, then the next problem was how do you take that wiper motor apart because it's a plastic arm. What they do is they countersink a solid piece of steel inside this plastic arm, and then they push it onto the wiper motor itself. So now it's corroded onto the, you know, two dissimilar metals, even though the stub is made out of steel, but it's not the greatest of something. I think it's a combination of junk they have lying around on the manufacturing floor, but whatever. It just corrodes to it. So now you have to very gently, you know, you're working on top of a big piece of glass. You know, oh, let me take the hammer and bang on the wiper arm. Oops. And then you miss, and then it's a $500 rear grid glass. So, you know, you got to be careful. So, you know, you use the wiper puller and that doesn't work. And, you're gently trying to poke prod and pull it away. And in the end, I ended up taking a die grinder and, you know, cutting through the plastic arm, got that off, then got the, pulled the stub collar off by just grinding through it, and then took the motor out and threw it away. But look at what, and this is my point, look at what you have to go through just for a wiper motor. Now, some people I was telling this story to said, yeah, I knew it was a wiper motor. Well, I'm glad you know, because the next time I get one, I'm going to call you and let you take the risk. You know, you can't say I knew. You can't say, don't assume, don't be so positive, because, you know, one of these days you're going to put a wiper motor in the car, and I see this. You'll put the $200-$300 wiper motor in the car and then find out that the junction box had moisture in it, the junction box had corrosion in it, and then the customer ends up paying for two repairs because naturally mechanics don't make any mistakes. They just, you know, well, I was helping them. They needed a wiper motor anyway. The car was 8 years old. And we know where that conversation goes. So just be aware. You know, that's the way auto repair is. It's a methodical, you know, consistent. It's like bowling 300. You've just got to do the same thing over and over and over again in order to get to the final conclusion and the final destination. And that's really what you want to do, suffice it to say. So anyway, I have a special guest in studio today. Look at this. I'm not used to this. I'm looking across the glass, and there's actually a body in my glass. What happened here, Professor?
Well, my internet at home decided to crash and burn sometime right about 11:30 this morning.
Yeah, Tom came charging in here about 45 minutes ago. You know, and look, the power of technology, right? And of course, by the time you got here, It came back.
It had come back at home. Right. Lovely. And, right. And by the way, these are brand new glasses, so it's good and bad because I can see you, which is mostly bad. Right. But, you know, now I can see what you're up to and make sure you're not plotting.
You know, we want to see what's going to happen today, because before the show, not only did Tom's internet crash, but Tom was looking at a clock I have here in studio, and I said, oh, Tom, I'll get you one. I went out on Amazon, and I went to order it, and when I opened up my Amazon browser, it opened up in Spanish. Now, we're not sure why, so if we can get through the next 2 hours, we'll really be happy.
And when I got here into the studio, we had no audio through the speakers, and it was working right before I walked in, and somehow the speakers got turned down, and neither one of us knows how that happened.
You know, the only commonality here is, Tom, so far, all three incidents, you were involved in all three. So
hey, what can I tell you?
I might have to get you purged today. Anyway, 855-560-9900, Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor. Here with the always wonderful to have him, Tom Ray. We'll both be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether it's a little red Corvette or a Yugo, you've come to the right place to get that car fixed. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get on over and talk. Oh, let's go to John in Virginia. John in Virginia, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Great.
Couple months ago, I found an unmodified, pilot-owned, garage-kept 2008 Shelby GT500 Mustang with 2,000 miles on it, sitting in an air-conditioned garage in Arizona. And I couldn't resist.
Attaboy. Good for you.
The car is gorgeous, looks like new, smells like new, not a mark on it. I drove it home, which was an awful lot of fun, back to Virginia. And Everything works as it should, precisely.
Except
the cruise control won't turn on.
Okay.
There's no indication. The light won't come on. And even if I try to set it with the light off, it won't set.
Okay, so in other words, right, this has a master on switch, correct?
Correct.
And you're going to set that master on switch. Now, that master on switch, if I recall right, is in the horn pad, right?
It's the horn is in the center. To the left is the on and off on the spoke. And on the right spoke, I've got the up-down controls.
Okay. So,
and I've done some troubleshooting.
Go ahead, tell me what you did.
The brake lights come on, which tells me that the power control module knows the brakes are not set.
Right.
I pulled the clutch switch out, and I read it with a multimeter, and it's working fine. I went ahead and I pulled the airbag trying to get my on-off switch out, and I can't, with the airbag out, I've got a nice big cavity there, but with the nice leather-wrapped steering wheel, I can't find a way to get that switch out of there without damaging things.
Okay, so before we go there, do you own a scan tool?
That's one of the reasons I'm calling. I do not.
All right. So this, because this is a drive-by-wire vehicle, there's no throttle cable,
right?
That I can almost guarantee with certainty that the cruise control function is channeled through the powertrain control module, the main engine computer?
It is. It goes straight from the switches through the clock screen, spring straight to the PCM.
Right. So it's all on the CAN bus. It's all on the network. This is just like the Mini Cooper I was just talking about. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all on the bus. So, you know, as much as, yeah, okay, the brake lights turn on and off, the first thing I want to know is, does the PCM see that? And I could see that. I could see that looking at a scan tool. Step on the brake, you'll see somewhere there'll be a PID for stop lamp or stop light switch or brake light or something, either under body module or PCM or somewhere along the way in one of the modules, it'll report position. I just want to see a step on the brake. Yes, no, on, off, something. It's gonna show me change of state. All right?
Okay.
So there's a reason to have a scan tool, number one. Number two, if depending upon the tool you buy, even in 2000, this is 2007, we said, yeah, in 2007, there'll be an accessory module or a body module, and you'll be able to go in and likely see when you turn on the master switch, does a module see the master switch go on or off? The reason I want to do that is because it tells me where to go. If the computer's not seeing the brake light switch change, or if it sees it in the on position and it's on off, right? That tells me that, yeah, the brake lights work, but for some reason the PCM's confused about the rest of it. If I go to turn the master switch on and off and it doesn't show state of change, it's got a poor connection, broken wire, bad contact, an animal chewed on something, et cetera, somewhere along the way. So it'd be nice to have a scan tool. That being said, have you considered, you know, getting a wiring diagram at the base of the steering column? There's going to be a master connector coming into the column. You can do all your testing there.
So I have the factory shop manuals. When I look at the control from the steering wheel switches, everything, I don't believe it's on the CAN bus from there. Everything looks like a voltage divider where there's a different voltage for every function, speed up, speed down, cruise control on, cruise control off.
Correct. But understand, if the PCM thinks there's a problem based on a false input, it will prevent cruise control from operating because it has authority over the CAN bus.
Okay.
So you are correct, but you've got to go to the next step. It's, yeah, okay. You know, it's kind of like somebody's telling you what to do. You know, stick your head out of the car at 100 miles an hour with your eyes wide open. No, you don't want to do that. Right?
Right.
You didn't do that on the way home, did you?
I kept the windows up.
Okay. But, you know, it's so, yeah, we want to see input. We want to see what are the switches telling us to do? Do the switches have connectivity? And I don't know this for a fact, but I've run into this in situations where even though that component may not be on the bus, if the PCM cannot, and I'll use the word see, but it's, you know, can it electrically see it? If it can't electrically see that component, however the manufacturer decides to let it identify it, it'll prevent that circuit from operating. It'll have that authority. You know, that's where I think either a scan tool to show me quick inputs, outputs. Look, you own the car. You're going to need a tool.
Right.
At this point.
You've recommended the launch scanners before. Is that still where you recommend I go?
I think the launch provides a lot of bang for the buck. You know, it's either that or you're going to jump up on eBay and find yourself a used Snap-on scanner, see what's out there. You don't need anything, obviously, you know, updated to the latest and greatest, but sometimes shops will have something that's 5 years old and they're selling it for a price. And I think when you buy a scan tool, the most important thing to consider is, you know, you got to really try it. You know, what do you connect with? No pun intended. You know, what makes sense to you? It's sort of like, you know, I always think about people, some people like this restaurant, some people like that restaurant. I think as humans, we interface and connect differently with different things. And there's just some things I like about the launch. There's some things I like about the Snap-on. You know, there's some things I connect better with. I always go back and I give the example. It's ages old now, but when I first started doing electronic bookkeeping using Intuit Quicken years ago, back in the 80s, and, you know, Intuit Quicken at the time was so simple, you just kind of picked it up. There was books and books and books about it, but I never used them. It just made sense to me. But when I got to QuickBooks, it was a whole nother world, and I had to start reading. So, you know, some things we connect with, some things we don't. Snap-on's good. Launch is good. You know, you want something more than just an OBD2 scan tool because you're looking to diagnose and repair the accessories and all the electrical options that I'm sure this GT500 has, you know?
Okay. So,
And just real quick, you went through all the fuses related to that cruise control circuit, right? Okay.
I did.
Okay.
What price range am I in on a new? If I buy a new scanner from launch? I see a wide range there.
$3,000.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, hey, listen, you know what? So you want to be an auto mechanic, huh? Imagine filling up a shop on an everyday basis, and that becomes a whole other project. So, but that's where you're going, my friend. You call me, you need more. And enjoy the car and, you know, try not to get too many speeding tickets and keep the shiny side up, as we say. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Let's go over and talk to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, 11 Wrangler Sport. Your Jeep is whistling at you. Maybe it thinks you're cute, Jeff. It is a new world.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, it's been going on for a while. I've done some basic checks on it. I'm not getting any check engine or anything like that. My brakes are working fine. It seems to occur most when the car is cold, and it occurs when the car is not moving. Now, okay. It can also occur when it's moving, but I can be parked in my driveway, and I start to press on the brake, and if I press all the way down, it stops. If I don't press, it's not there. But if I press like a third or half of the way, it gives me a whistling sound. Now, I've pulled out the check valve, and it seems to be functioning. I've checked the pumping on the brake. When the engine's off, I can get about two or three pumps, and then the brake pedal gets really hard, and it won't go down. So I'm not thinking I've got a master cylinder leak. I'm not sure.
Okay. If you, while the engine is running, let me say it like this. If you were to disconnect the power brake, this has a vacuum booster, right? A brake booster?
Correct.
If you were to disconnect that brake booster vacuum line and plug it and run the vehicle, now it's going to be a harder pedal.
Right.
But would you still get the whistling noise? Have you tried that?
I have not tried that.
Okay. It sounds like you've got a diaphragm that's starting to fail. All right. And you're catching it at the right moment at that point of expansion. The rubber is stretching and it's just creating an internal whistle. Because if you disconnect the booster, listen, let's think of it like this. If you disconnect the booster, right?
Right.
Vehicle's sitting there at idle. And you step on the brake pedal as hard as it's going to be, right?
Right.
It's and it doesn't whistle. What else is left? It's not the application of the brake; it's the stroke of the booster under load at that point when you've got vacuum applied.
Could I have some kind of a weird problem with the check valve? I mean, it's a little hard to get it to kind of pop. I did check it, and it does block flow, but if you try to get it to go out the other way, you got to give a little bit of pressure on
it. You could. Can you take the vacuum line off at the manifold end and just run a fresh piece of rubber hose with a different check valve, or just run a right angle? You got another car that's got a check valve with the same size hole. A lot of these are pretty much a standard size.
And yeah, my wife's got a Jaguar. I don't think that's going to work.
Nah, it's not going to work. So you could, you know, do you have a local AutoZone?
Yes.
Well, I want you to run down there and, you know, it's probably cheap enough, buy a quick check valve. Probably under $5, you could diagnose it. Once you establish that it doesn't happen with the hose disconnected, the engine running, right? And you step on the brake. Now, obviously, when you disconnect it, you're going to have to plug that end, you know, stick your thumb over it.
Understood.
Or, you know, some kind of a cork or something. You know, and just stop it because it's going to leak and run lean and it'll stall. But, you know, it's the idea that I think it's got to do with the booster under load. I've seen this over my career that they get a little flaky. There's something inside that's distorted and it just a piece of rubber is moving around and it gets in a position where similar to when you would put a blade of grass between your two thumbs and blow through them at summer camp. I don't know if you guys did that. I don't know if you guys did that in Virginia. We did that in New Jersey, but you know, maybe it was a Jersey thing. But you know, it'll make that weird vibrational squeak or whistle, and you know, I think that's where you're going. So,
quick question: even if there's a hole in the diaphragm, I mean, it doesn't feel like my brake is mushy or
not a hole.
Behaving.
Not a hole. Not a hole. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a hole. I'm saying it's just enough that.
Gotcha.
You know, now the other thing that would be kind of neat to look at is, and this will sound strange, but I would get out a scan tool. You want to try an experiment? Bring it up on OBD2. Look at fuel trim, basic fuel trim.
Okay.
I want to know if when you push in the brake to the point where it whistles, does fuel trim change?
Ah.
Right.
Okay.
Because that's air.
Interesting.
Right.
Sure.
In theory, that the theory would hold. I'd still like to put more. Listen, sometimes you just got to have fun fixing cars. I'd still put more stock in disconnecting it, capping the line, and stepping on the pedal. The noise is gone. Then it's the booster. But you know, does fuel trim get it to change? And that's how you understand how systems work.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it. I'll get a new check valve. If that doesn't work, well, I can plug the line.
Right.
If it goes away, then I know it's either the booster
or the check
valve. The check valve or it's the diaphragm or the diaphragm. Some part there.
And then when you're down at AutoZone, you can price out a new booster and see if Duralast makes a replacement part for that. And if they do, I'd have no problem putting one of those on it, and you'll be good to go.
But I really enjoy spending three times more if I go to OEM.
Well, I understand that, but look at it this way. With the extra money, you can take your wife out to dinner, and she'll be happy. And remember, if mama's not happy, ain't nobody happy. So, all right, brother?
I appreciate it.
You're very
Thank
welcome,
you very much.
Sir.
Have a great day.
You're very welcome. You be well, too. Yeah, and I think we all know that story. Hey, did you see this is in the news. Tom, I'm reporting the news. I want to state I'm only reporting the news, and I'm not stating anything related to a current political possible motive, environment, climate, or the positioning of EVs.
Is this all the news that's fit to print?
This is all the news that's fit to print and not be talked about. The Texas grid, this came into us this morning, the Texas power grid warns of possible early power emergency next week. The Texas electrical grid warned of a possible emergency early next week because of a potential shortfall of power reserves. Don't send me the hate mail, folks. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, otherwise known as ERCO. Is that Urkel or ERCO? ERCO. Urkel was the kid on Family Matters. That's a whole other story. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas said Friday the grid may have deficient reserves from April 29th at 7 p.m. Central Time through May 1st at 9 p.m. ERCOT may delay or cancel planned power outages and may need to shore up available supplies by about 2,800 megawatts. They said they've issued warnings based on its analysis of various scenarios, but they don't reflect an expected deficiency. The grid group warned of a similar emergency this month, and even though the grid ultimately dodged that shortfall, spot power prices jumped to more than $4,000 a megawatt hour to reflect tight conditions. So Texas may have an electrical power supply problem, and it's not even summer. It's only April into May. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying that's indicative of anything wrong with the automotive industry or what we're trying to do. I think it's wonderful. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor, smiling and happy and relishing my day, and I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor. We're here at 855-560-9900. Here to take your calls and answer your questions. Keep in mind that phone number is 24-7. Call at any time if we're not live on the air, like we are Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We will call you back, leave a message. There's an opportunity there to leave a message, and Tom Ray or one of our other able-bodied assistants will give you a call back and get you in the next live queue. And keep in mind, we are doing some tapings on Wednesday night. We like to tape questions on Wednesday night. We actually talked to a few people this past Wednesday. You'll hear them in an upcoming show. And we're trying to do a taping session Wednesday nights because we know some of you, middle of the week, you can't wait till the weekend kind of a thing. And we're getting so many questions. We're just trying to keep up with the demand. So there's always that opportunity, too. And if you just call the 855-560-9900 number, leave a message. Or if you go out to cardoctorshow.com, there's a contact form there. You can fill that out and say, hey, I want to talk to Ron Wednesday night. You know, follow the form. We'll get you in the queue and we'll do that. So quick piece of email. This comes to us from Bill in White House Station, New Jersey. And I think I answered this to Bill directly, but I wanted to put it up on air also. So on the chance that maybe I'm repeating myself, you know, but I don't think so. I think this is the first time I'm talking about it here on air. Hey, Ron, this is Bill from White House Station. I have a 2004 PT Cruiser with 12,000 miles on it, second owner at 9,000 4 years ago. On an antique car tour, I was discussing this. Wait a minute. An 04 PT Cruiser is now on an antique car tour? Yeah, I guess it would be. That's 20 years. That's, yeah, 21 years old. Oh, my God. Just think, a PT Cruiser is the muscle car of this generation. Wow. That Camaro is looking a lot better every day. I was discussing this with a friend of mine who has his own garage. He suggested that I should change the timing belt based upon age, which makes sense. I have seen that they have been extending the mileage interval. I was wondering what your thoughts were, age 20 years versus 12,000 miles, possibility of a conundrum. I like that word, conundrum, Bill. You know, Bill, and as I answered it to you personally, I'm going to answer it up here on air, age becomes a factor. Tires wear out from sitting. Look, if we sat in a chair for 20 years, we're getting 20 years older and we're aging, all right? And if the tires, and the tires on that car, you wonder, are they original? You know, have they been changed? If you're just driving it now, you know, how old are the tires? You've got to see if there's a date code on them. If the tires are original, they've got to go. Tires, 6-7 years, that's it, you're done. And the same thing with a lot of, and all of the rubber components, not a lot, all of the rubber components. If that timing belt is original, which I'm betting it is, as I said to you then, you know what? Timing belt's got to go. It ages. It's a piece of rubber. It's going to age just like the tires, just like everything else. You're driving a car that old and you want to avoid the possibility of breakdown in an antique car tour or even just running down to the local market. You know what? It's a great car, but let's go through it. If it's wet, change it. All the fluids, all right? Coolant, engine oil is a no-brainer, trans fluid, brake fluid, you know, and let's change rubber components, SERP belt, timing belt. You want to put a water pump in it? I don't know. I probably would just because it's 20 years old. And if I remember right, 04, I got to go back and look, but there was an issue with Chrysler where they issued a redesigned plastic timing cover and you could buy it as part of a kit and install that whole cover because they had problems where the covers would warp and twist and break. And they had an issue, but it's a good time before you start to really get into the car to, you know, spend a little money on it. And this way you're not going to break down on the side of the road, number one. Number two, driving an older car, if you're going to keep an older car for the duration to go long with it, as we like to say, getting parts now when it's 20 years old might be easier than getting parts when it's 25 years old when something fails. So it's easier to deal with now than it is later, and at least then you're safe and you're not on the side of the road somewhere. So I vote for changing it. And I told you that when we did our private email exchange as well, because there's nothing like driving a safe, maintained automobile rather than being the person. And I don't understand that. I look at, you know, every once in a while I go out on the internet and I'll jump into forums and with an alias, so, you know, nobody sees the name and I don't know that I'm that recognizable, but I just don't want anybody to recognize me where they might. And I look at some of the comments about people driving cars longer on this, on fluid changes, I've got 10 years on my battery. And you know what? You're the dope that's on the side of the road on Memorial Day weekend, stuck because the car, you know, broke down, because the battery didn't start, because, you know, the engine failed, because maintenance puts the odds in your favor. That's the bottom line. And that's what you got to remember about taking care of a car. I understand the cost factor. I understand some of the other things that people complain about. But the point becomes an automobile, I don't care how complicated or simple it is nothing more than a machine. and it still needs regular maintenance on a regular basis from somebody that knows what they're doing. And that's an irrefutable fact. Prove me wrong. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And welcome back once again, listeners. Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor at your service. Let's close out this hour talking about, well, something similar to what we talked about at the beginning. And this comes to us courtesy from AllData, and it's from their technical library, and how a vehicle goes into limp mode, a 2018 Ford F-150 with four-wheel drive, and the customer stated that the cluster and radio go dead, and the automatic transmission goes into limp mode. And you say, well, gee, you know, where do you start and where do you begin? And during the course of the diagnosis, the technician working on this vehicle pulled codes, and it had all data bus codes, right? We were talking at the beginning of the show about the Mini Cooper with the wiper motor issue. Well, here's one where the technician had U3000 control module fault, U452 invalid data, U140 lost communication with body control module, P1706 high-speed vehicle observed in park, which is sort of impossible, right? U0100 lost communication with ECM. And then the final was the B1246, which was a problem in the information and entertainment system. So because there were so many trouble codes, the article from AllData goes on to say, the technician thought it best he called AllData Tech Assist for a little guidance. The Tech Assist consultant, AllData provides a technical hotline service with their program, advised to clear all the codes and see which ones return. And I understand that because they're looking to see what's got specificity or what's got authority over everything, what comes first. And they did that. They tried duplicating the issue. And at that point, they could then begin to disconnect modules to see if what returned to normal. And as he did as advised, he cleared all the codes. He was able to reproduce the issue when the truck was called, and he noticed a buzzing noise that he traced down to the trailer brake control module. He disconnected it, all the symptoms disappeared, and the vehicle operated as normal. You know how I'm always telling you about, you know, it's like a game of telephone with cars today. The one telephone brings the whole network down in the house. All the telephones stop working, or the one bad computer brings the entire computer network down. Cars are the same way. And the article, this Tech Assist tip from AllData, proves that. And, you know, thanks to some excellent troubleshooting on AllData's part and their technicians' part, they were able to bring this vehicle to a swift conclusion and, you know, make everybody aware. And that's the point of this, that, yeah, sometimes it's a step-by-step thinking process, not necessarily replacing something until you know, obviously, but disconnecting something. And that's a diagnosis, okay? That's a routine procedure, a methodical procedure that you're going step-by-step to come to some sort of a positive conclusion. And obviously, the vehicle ended up being fixed. And you'll find more information out at alldata.com in their technical library. Again, thanks to them. And excellent, excellent article. I enjoyed that story. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, saying, gee, thanks. It was great fun being with you all today. Till the next time, reminding you once again, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.